Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, let's get this on paper, and you know Tyler would not miss this. You know how aggressive he is on these. I cannot wait to read Tyler's preseason predictions. You could send yours in 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch as well. You can send in your Texans preseason predictions before a game is played. We'll get those out. All right, let's start here, Clint. Who is your team MVP? Tyler said it will be Will Anderson, 14 sacks, 52 tackles. I don't know why Tyler went in here and just added up the tackles that he believes he's going to have during the 17-game season. But he has Will Anderson as this team's MVP. Who will you look at as the team MVP?
Well, I mean, Tyler took my guy. I'm going with Will Anderson Jr. Hell, I had him yesterday winning Defensive Player of the Year. I think there's a real possibility here that Will Anderson could literally be in the Defensive Player of the Year in the entire NFL. So if that is the case, you know, I think the MVP here for the Texans. Hell, I'd argue that right now, given the way that defense is kind of the front facing. Unit on this team, given that he's the pillar on that side that they're building around. There's some really good players over there, but I think if you just – you don't have to follow the Texans long to go, hey, man, Will Anderson is the guy that this thing is built around. And so I would argue he's already the MVP, but I think when the season ends, this thing wraps up, I think Will Anderson is the most valuable player on the Texans team.
All right, I'm going to go with Nico Collins. I think – he is their big weapon. Shout out to her. I got somebody. There we go. He is their big major weapon, and I think they're going to go to him a lot. I think they're going to need to go to him a lot, and I think he's put up some great numbers the last 2 years, and you would think they would have been even better if he stayed healthy. I think there is going to be a lot of volume going to Nico Collins. I think there could be an all-pro type season from Nico Collins with the numbers that he potentially will put together. So I'm going to go Nico Collins as my guy who is going to be the team MVP. All right, Clint, who is somebody that you look that will take the next step in their game this year? We saw that from several people last year. Who do you have?
I think it's Cade Stover. I think there's a huge there's a huge opportunity with Brevin Jordan going down. I just think the rotation at the tight end position is going to be a little bit different. So those guys – Dalton and Cade are going to get a little bit more run here. You look at their desire to run the football. I think he's the one guy that can put his hand in the dirt and move people. I think he is a nasty player, and I think that's what it takes. You look at the offensive coordinator. Again, I don't know if Nick Caley's going to be worth the damn calling plays, but I know he better do some seriously impressive things with the tight ends And so I think that plays into Cade Stover. And let's be honest, this is a guy that there's a lot of room to improve and become great because he's only been playing tight end for a handful of years. Literally in his college and pro career, it's only been a couple of years. So I think there's plenty of reason to think that Cade Stover can take that next step, and I think that's the one.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Kalen Bullock. It was hard to. My guy is in here serious with this.
Ready, show. Baby, ready it for is, that season right there.
He got a helmet with horns in here. There you go. Get him a cup.
We signed one of them joints in the studio the other day, didn't we?
Dead serious, ain't he? Coming over his eyes and everything.
Needs to get some new guts in that helmet to keep it off his eyes so he can see.
Chin strap or something.
That thing falls down, he can't see.
But Kalen Bullock was at times the best player in training camp. And, I mean, he has the potential to lead the NFL in interceptions, I think, this year. He is a ball hawk, a playmaker back there. Like, they've got two of them back there. Derek Stingley, when the ball is in the air, is a playmaker, and I think Bullock is as well. So, for me, he is the guy that I think is going to take a major next step.
Okay.
Tyler said CJ Stroud. Our guy Champ Slice, I believe, on YouTube and Twitch, said for the Texans to be a contender, it needs to be Stroud. He says Tyler thinks it's a big bounce-back season for CJ Stroud. As he and again, he wasn't terrible last year. I mean, it wasn't a major step back. I mean, it just, you know, he came into last year being clearly like a clear top 10 quarterback, knocking on the door in the top five to now maybe, you know, around the 10 to 15 range. So wasn't a terrible year, but a good bounce back season. All right, what do you see as the record now that you've seen this team and how it's put together? What's your record for this team?
I'm going to go 10 wins. I'm going to ride. I'm really going to trust D'Amico on this. I think D'Amico and Nick have built a roster that is just better. They're more talented. They're more disciplined. They play harder. They swarm. They do all these things that they mentioned. And I don't think there's any, you know, I think that is very real. And I think it wins games. And I think it's going to allow them to stay the course and be equal to what they have been these first 2 years with D'Amico, even though you got a first-time offensive play caller, you got a receiving core that's down to Nico Collins and a bunch of young cats right now. You're starting running backs hurt. Your O-line, you know, we'll see what they do there. I think D'Amico and Nick have put a roster together that'll overcome that and allow them to win 10 games. So I got 10 games, second round of the playoffs.
Champ Slice at 10-7. Cornbread seemed to be befuddled by that. He said they win Sunday. He's got them at 12. Hmm. 12 wins, 12
win,
and
winning
five.
Sunday will go a long way. That's a on the road opening week against a really good football team. Yeah, that'd be a big win. I think that would be a statement. That'd be a statement made by the Texans if you win on Sunday.
Text line 15-2. Someone text in.
That's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, I think they win the division. I think it is. I'm with you at the 10 win mark. I got them at 10-7 as well. They still, because they're a first place team, have a difficult schedule. They play all of those top teams in the AFC because all those other teams won their division, and they've got some other funky teams on their schedule, like the 49ers probably aren't the same maybe 49ers they were last year if they're healthy. So I'll go 10-7, them winning the AFC South for a third consecutive year. Where do you Tyler had them at 12-5, by the way. Where do you have their season ending?
Second round.
Mm-hmm. Same thing as last year.
Yep.
Tyler has him losing in the AFC title game to Buffalo. I mean, he's really.
I'll take it.
He's really distinct there. I have them losing in at home in the first round.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We thought this one through, huh?
Yeah. I think they're going to run into like the Bengals. I think they're going to run into whoever doesn't win that division in the North. Like a Bengals or Ravens, whoever doesn't win that division. And I got them losing there in the first round. But still making the playoffs. And you got them in the second round. I got them in the first round. Tyler has them in the AFC Championship game. So all different levels there with the Texans and what they'll look like they'll be able to do.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.